You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office is reminding area residents of traffic changes on Thursday for the Blue Ox Music Festival this weekend. According to a press release, Crescent Avenue between North Town Hall Road and Eagle Lane will be closed beginning at 6 a.m. on Thursday and will reopen at 10 p.m. Authorities are expecting significant traffic for the music festival, which runs from Thursday to Sunday. More information on the music festival, including the lineup of artists, a map of the site, and more, can be found on the Blue Ox Music Festival website. The Town of Hudson Board decided to increase the hours of the town clerk position to full-time after questions arose over its six-figure salary in recent weeks. The questions arose following a wage study conducted by a labor attorney that found the clerk's hourly wage was more than double the wage for the same position in similar municipalities and comparable to the hourly wage of the Wisconsin governor. After an hour-and-a-half-long closed-door session, the board decided to leave the total salary as is, but increase the required hours for the position to 40 per week. The man charged in connection to a scam targeting an elderly resident in Rusk County made his first court appearance on Tuesday. 24-year-old Mitesh Kumar Chaudhary faces multiple charges, including theft by false representation of between $10,000 and $100,000 and crime against an elderly or disabled person. He was arrested last week following an investigation into the scam by the Rusk County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Philip Grossman also alleged Chaudhary is in the country unlawfully and announced that he had contacted immigration authorities. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has reported over 50 incidents of pavement buckling across the state during the extreme temperatures over the weekend. DOT officials say the heightened risk of pavement buckling is now over with temperatures cooling down, but drivers should remain vigilant for the future. Pavement buckling can occur when rapid shifts from colder temperatures to hotter temperatures cause the pavement to expand and shift under the pressure, posing a significant risk to drivers who may hit an unexpected bump or dip. State Republicans have been working to pass legislation without funding attached over recent weeks in an effort to circumvent the partial veto power of Governor Tony Evers. State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu claims the Republican majority plans to fund the bills, like one creating a school safety grant program, through the budget process to avoid the veto pen. State Democrats attempted to introduce amendments to fund the bills now, saying there have been previous unfunded bills passed into law that still haven't received funding from the Joint Finance Committee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again reminding residents to be on the lookout for black bears at this time of year. Black bears are currently in their mating season and are expanding their territories more often. According to DNR officials, adult males could cover anywhere from 25 to 30 square miles in search of a mate. Residents should also be aware that the bears will be looking for food sources while roaming in search of a mate, and they should take precautions like taking down bird feeders or keeping their pets' food inside. A construction project for a new joint-use library and village center in Fall Creek officially broke ground on Friday. Local officials are hoping the building will become a community hub for both learning and accessing public services. According to a press release, funding for the project came from a flexible facilities grant through the Wisconsin Department of Administration, a vibrant spaces grant through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and private sources. When completed, the site will also feature a community garden and green space. Polk County is conducting a survey on pregnancy, postpartum experiences, and infant health. County officials and their community partners are asking local parents, guardians, and residents of childbearing age to participate in the survey. The goal is to help county officials better understand the needs of families to inform future policy decisions. The survey only takes a few minutes to complete and will be available until July 1st. Residents who complete the survey will also get free admission for their family to the St. Croix Valley Hobby Farm event in August. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join nearly two dozen other states in filing an amicus brief in support of lawsuits seeking to block funding cuts to National Public Radio and Public Broadcasting Service. In May, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to end federal funding for NPR and PBS. The brief filed by the coalition argues that the cuts would create risks to public safety and erode trust by threatening coverage of local news, reducing educational programming, and disrupting the distribution of emergency notifications. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that state regulators can force landowners to clean up emerging pollutants like PFAS under the state's spills law before they are designated as a hazardous substance. Justice Janet Protasiewicz wrote the majority opinion, saying the DNR has explicit authority to enforce a threshold for reporting the discharge of hazardous substances. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn joined the four liberal justices in the 5-2 ruling. The decision comes as communities across the state struggle with PFAS contamination in the water supply. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers and the Pirates today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates playing today to see who wins their series. Milwaukee winning 9-3 last night thanks to shortstop Joey Ortiz with two home runs, four runs batted in. Pat Murphy.
Well, I'm really happy for Joey. He also goes out and plays the heck out of defense. One of the most important positions on the field, and he plays it really well. So I'm really, really pleased with how he's, but I'd say confidence is number one.
Basketball, round one of the NBA draft is tonight. The Bucks don't have a pick until tomorrow night in the second round. NFL, former Packers and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers and was on the McAfee show asked, will this be his final year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for guys in a city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just as Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are watching a system that could bring some very heavy rain to much of the region over the next several days. 1 to 2 inches of rain widespread, with some locations getting 3 to 4 or more inches by the time everything winds down. High today, upper 60s to low 70s. We'll stay in the low to mid 70s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.